Blog Talk Radio.
You know, Vegas threw his best shot, but with God on my side, everything was blocked. Come on and put your hands together as I sing my little song.
I want you to know. my corner, and that's enough. Good afternoon and welcome to Blog Talk Radio and Triplett Ministries Radio Broadcast. I'm your host, Evangelist Maria Triplett, joining you live from Starkville, Mississippi. Triplett Ministries Radio Broadcast is brought to you by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to save, heal, deliver, and set the captives free. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty, mighty good God we serve. Amen. Amen. This is the day that the Lord has made. I shall rejoice and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Whatever you're going through today, wherever you may be in life, know that you have Jesus in your corner. You can have him if you don't have him. And all you have to do is just seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and everything else will be added unto you. Amen. He will bless you spiritually and naturally. Amen. And praise God. Our co-host, Evangelist Nellie Ghost Stoney, could not join us this afternoon, but she certainly sends her love and her prayers to everyone that's listening on today and that's tuning in, and we're tuning in to the broadcast. So we do love you and thank God for your ministry, Evangelist Gathoni. Also, I see my mom's on the line, Ernestine Head. We want to thank and praise God for you on today as well. We're talking about Before You Say I Do. Some of us feel that maybe this episode may not be for me. We'll say I'm married, okay, or maybe I'm widowed. But Before You Say I Do, this is a book that was written by Bishop Willie Sangster. I received this book 2 weeks ago. He sent this to me in the mail. It has blessed my soul. And this is why he's on the broadcast today. He's joining us live from California. He's tuning in to the studios, and we are certainly glad that he has decided to be with us on today. And looking at this, the name of the book, he has, he's an author of several books, three books, but this particular book that we're talking about today is Before You Say I Do. So it doesn't matter. You don't have to be single. You may be single, and you need some direction and some prerequisites or some things that you need to do before you say I do to ensure you are doing the right thing. Or you may be married and you say, well, hey, I'm already married, so this won't apply to me. Well, yes, it does apply to you, because these are things that we need to apply if they haven't already been applied. Amen. And what about if I'm just divorced? Some people are divorced and say, well, hey, I'm not in a marriage, but, you know, this would be also for you so you can know what you need to do if you anticipate or plan on getting married in the future, amen, what you might need to say before, or what things you need to do before you say I do, as well as even the widowed. You may be a widow and you say, well, hey, I've been married, it's over with, but okay. Life brings about change, and so we can always learn from things, from experiences, past experiences that we may have had, and maybe understand why things went the way they went and what we can do to prevent them from occurring again. Amen. Amen. So I'm just going to go right into the studios and just get Bishop on the line, and we're going to jump right into this topic today. So let's go ahead and welcome him to the broadcast. Praise the Lord, Bishop.
Well, praise the Lord.
How are you today?
Hey, I'm. If it get any better, it might scare me.
I tell you, God is good, and he's good all the time. Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
But before we get started, I'd like to have a word of prayer.
Yes,
if you don't
please,
mind,
I'd
like to have a word of prayer.
Yes,
Father,
please.
We thank you right now. We honor you, and we thank you for this moment in time. Lord, we pray that you would give us the words to speak to the people. Those who have an ear, let them hear what the Spirit is saying at this moment, oh God. We pray, oh God, that you would help us in all that we do. We acknowledge you. The word tells us to acknowledge you in all our ways, and that you will direct our path. We pray, God, that someone will hear and be saved and be convicted, oh God, and this word will help them change and impact the lives of your people on this day. And we thank you for it in our son Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And Bishop, everyone, is Willie Sangster is a good friend of mine, him and his wife, Pastor Ida. And I just thank and praise God for them. Been knowing them for quite a few years in my journey to Mississippi. And good people who love the Lord and genuinely are willing to serve him at whatever cost. Now, Bishop, I'm going to tell you, I remember this is your book, and we're going to give you the opportunity to talk about this book. But I recall the late Albert E. Dixon, a senior, always said, before you say I do, he told us you need to go to the family reunion. Amen?
yeah, okay, that would be.
You need to go to the family reunion. Why I say he said that was because you could see the people that were in that family, the history that was in that family, the people
right.
that were maybe alcoholics, the diseases that ran in that family, the people that may have been on drugs in that family. You can actually find out about a person in their bloodline at the family reunion. So I just wanted to interject that. That was just one of the things that I was taught you need to do. And I didn't go to the family reunion, Bishop, but we want to make sure that you talk to us about this book, how this book came about, and the purpose and the meaning of it and behind it. I know the one chapter that I really like is chapter 2, which is Wait for Your Soulmate. And I know sometimes a lot of people get married, Bishop, for the wrong reasons. They get married for some of the right reasons, but some of the reasons could be varied. They could be some people marry for money, let's face it. Some people marry for companionship. Some people marry for sex. I mean, people marry for different reasons. So it's important that we wait for our soulmate, and that was the chapter or the part that stood out for me, and that I could actually reference that really had an impact, because when you meet your soulmate, then you actually have that that value and that impact, and I know you're going to talk about it. So I want you to go ahead and talk to us, Bishop. Talk to us about this before before you say I do.
Well, first thing I want to say is that I didn't know that I was going to be writing this book. Until you know how it is with a woman. Sometimes they don't know when they're pregnant until certain times. Well, I was actually pregnant with this book and didn't know it until I started getting uncomfortable. And I felt like I couldn't rest. Couldn't have no peace until I birthed this thing out. And once I got it birthed out and I looked at it, and once I began to read it, the Lord was actually giving me the words to say. And once I got done with it, and I was pretty pleased about what he was giving me and how it all turned out. And yes, you was correct about one of the things that you mentioned was going to the family reunion. And yes, that's some of the stuff that I talk about in the book about getting to know the person. When you meet someone, you need to know, and you need to get to know everything that you need to know, possibly can learn about that person. Because, yes, it's possible that you, it's very important, very critical, very crucial that you pick, choose the right person. And that person should be the person that God has chosen for you. Now, if that person is not the person that God has chosen for you, chances are it's not going to work. Now, the scriptures say, I think in Matthew 19:6, it says, what God has joined together, let no man separate. Now, there are two types of relationship that I talk about in this book. Now, the two types of relationship that I talk about is the one that I just mentioned, is whom God joined together. And the other one is who we choose to be with. It's the ones that God chooses to for us, and the one we chooses. Now, the one who God chooses is the one that we're supposed to be with. We spend a whole lot of time, we waste a whole lot of time dealing with people, shuffling through relationship after relationship, jumping from one relationship to another relationship, and all we're doing is wasting and killing time. God has predestined and ordained someone according to the scripture. Now, He has ordained someone specifically. He has carefully and skillfully handcrafted someone specifically just for us. But if we can learn to be still long enough and wait for our soulmate, there's a whole chapter that talks about waiting for our soulmates and how you will know when you have met them. You will know because there's something that's going to take place. Something is going to leap in your spirit. You're going to have a connection. That's one thing you should be able to experience. And you're going to have chemistry. Now, remember, chemistry, you can have chemistry with several different people. But this is a certain type of chemistry. This is the type of chemistry that will entail and let you know that it's not about sex. It's not about money. It's not about looks. It's about purpose. It's about destiny. It's about whom God and put together, you're going to come together. If you allow God to do it, He will do it. So we want to make sure that the person that we choose is, you know, you got to keep in mind that everybody that we come in contact with is not for us. There's only one specific person that I believe that God has designed and ordained for us to be with, to marry, to spend a lifetime with. All those other relationships that even the ones that I previously was been through, you can spend a whole lot of time. I'm talking about you literally get tired of going through the motion. You're just going in circles. And that's where I found myself. I found myself just going in circle and getting nowhere. And you end up disappointed. A lot of people end up hurt and disappointed because the only reason why they're there is to get what they want and move on. But when with God together, it's not about that. It's about something that is totally different. The people whom God put together is about purpose. People that God put together is about destiny. So anything else is outside of His holy ordinance. So this is one of the things that is very crucial, is choosing and making sure that the person that you is choosing to spend a lifetime with is not a product from hell. Because if they're a product from hell, that's all you're going to get is hell. And I want to be able to help someone to avoid all this, you know, all this pain, all this unnecessary shuffling, all this unnecessary pain and suffering that we put ourselves through by going and being with people that we have no business with. Business being with certain people because they are causing our lives to be miserable. Causing us pain and suffering. You're unhappy. You're not happy. You know, and this is not God's will for our lives. This is not God's will for our lives. The scripture says, "The blessing of the Lord maketh rich and adds no sorrow." So God don't put us in no mess. We put ourselves in a mess. That's what we do. We put ourselves in a mess. That's one of the types of relationship that I mentioned previously. There's two types. Keep in mind that there's two types, the one that we put ourselves in and the one God put us in. And so my purpose and my plan is to help people avoid all the pitfalls, avoid the pain and suffering that they can find themselves putting themselves in. And I'm trying to help them as much as I can. Of course, you know, this is a ministry. And that's what I do. That's what I do. And this is something that I was I found myself impregnated with. And I just couldn't rest until I got it out. I just couldn't rest. And once I noticed once I got it completed, once I got this book written and completed, then my spirit was able to rest. It's like a woman. Once she gives birth to that baby, once she gives birth to that child, she can, the pain ceases, you know, and she can come to a place of comfort. And that's where I was. I was in a place of comfort once I got this thing birthed. Amen.
Amen. Amen. So what about someone that's already in a marriage, Bishop, and they feel like they married the wrong person? What advice would you give them?
Well, you have two choices. If you're miserable, if you feel like and think that you have, now you got to keep in mind now, marriage is something you got to work at. Marriage is something that I talk about in my book about the good and the bad and the ugly side of marriage. And you have to be aware of this before you jump into it. There is a good and ugly and bad side of marriage. I talk about that as a whole chapter in there. Marriage is a gift. It is a gift from God to us. Now, what you do with that gift is totally left up to you. The problem is, many people are grabbing the wrong gifts. Many people are grabbing gifts that is not their gift. Now, my point is, if it's not your gift, put it back in the bag. If it's not your gift, put it back in the bag and wait for the gift that God has for you. So, yeah, there are a lot of marriages. That, you know, I know people who are married. They don't even sleep together. They don't even go out together. I've never seen them together. That's not a marriage. Marriage, when you get married, you become one. You become one. But unfortunately, we reach out and grab the wrong bag, and now we're trying to throw it back in, back where we got it from. So you have a choice. You can either stay in misery, which don't make sense to me, or you can get out of that misery. Because one thing, God don't put some of this stuff together. God don't put all these crazy mixed up marriages together. Now to me, that is a crazy mixed up relationship that God had nothing to do with. Like I say, I go back to what I mentioned previously about two types of relationship. That sound like one we put ourselves in. Now, the scripture only talks about what God joined together, let no man separate. Let no man, no woman, no ex-husband, no ex-wives, no nobody. Let nobody separate. So, yeah, there are those who are just sitting in the house together. They're not speaking to each other. It's like they hate each other. That is not marriage. That is not a marriage. I don't know what that is. That's foolishness. And it needs to be dealt with. Because, I mean, why would you sit there and be miserable when you can be happy, you know?
Mm-hmm. And you're so right. And I know, and I've heard it so many times, and they take the scripture that you just quoted, that what God is doing, let no man put asunder, out of context. God's design is not you to be abused, whether it be verbally, physical, or emotional. A lot of times people say, well, I'm not being abused, or women I hear or say, well, I'm not being abused physically. He doesn't put his hands on me, but, you know, he's verbally abusive or emotionally abusive. And they feel, well, you know, God joined us. Did God join you, or did you join, like you said, or did you join with that individual? Talk about the husband role and as that husband, as that soulmate that you will know, not only just because you have this connection and you have this chemistry and, okay, what are the other principles you talk about? How will you know that that is your soulmate, and even also incorporate those qualities of your husband, Bishop?
Well, like I say, what God joined together, you got to understand that, you know, if you are in doubt about a partner, then what I believe a person should do is just pray about it before you say I do, and to make sure, because God would give you the red light. He'll either give you the red light or the green light. Now, you know, we have to believe what the Word of God says. The Bible says, "Ask and you shall be given." So if you want answers about anything, what I do is go to God. And just like I did with my marriage, you know, if you're looking for answers, God said, ask and it shall be given. And so what I did is I went to the Lord, you know, and I had told him I had prayed about a wife. And I see, and not just a wife, but a good wife. You know, any woman can become a wife just by saying, I do. But you don't want just a wife. You want a good wife. You want a godly wife. You want a wife that knows how to treat a man. You want a good one. Now, the Bible said, he that findeth a wife findeth a good thing. So that entails, to me, that entails that a woman somehow must first be a wife before she become a wife. Now, how is that possible? Well, as there's a term that God gave me that called preconditioning. Now, she can precondition her mind to be a wife before she become a wife, because if you think about it, the scripture said, he that findeth a wife. Think about that. He that findeth a wife. It sounds like to me she must already first be a wife in her mind. In her spirit, she's carrying that load. She's carrying that package. That is, to me, is what the way she should carry herself. If she wants to be married, she's looking for a good man. See, she will attract. She will attract what her heart desires. So she can be a wife before she become a wife, by preconditioning her mind to be a wife. And so everything falls under that heading. If you is in doubt about something, take it to the Lord in prayer. And I guarantee you, he will enlighten you with whatever it is that you are in the dark about.
Mm-hmm. And you talk about the role of a man here. You talk about the role of a wife. And also, mm-hmm. What's the role of a man? What's the role of that husband?
Well, I talk about becoming a real man.
We have about two more minutes, so if you could talk about the role of a man, Bishop.
See, a good woman wants a good man. A good wife wants a good husband. And I talk about that. A whole chapter about becoming a real man. See, it talks about a real man, how a real man knows how to dress to impress, and he know how to impress his woman, how to treat. See, a real man don't knock women around. They take care of women. Real men don't abandon their family. They take care of their family. See, and a real man knows how to stand up when it's time to stand up and fight. And not just to fight, but to fight for what's right. That's to me, a real man know how to be loyal. They know how to be affectionate. And real men believe in prayer. They are spiritual minded. And they know how to be a leader. You must know how to be a leader. I mean, how are you gonna lead your family if you don't know how to lead? How are you gonna lead a woman? Or a wife? How can you even take care of a wife? And you don't even know nothing about it. You know, I mean, you just as lost as a ball in high weeds. And real men, this is the definition of real men. You know, real men have a lot of manly quality. They know how to be respectful. They know how to be a real gentleman when it's time to be a gentleman. You know, and one of the things that I wrote in my book is we need to, when it comes to our younger men, we need to become real fathers to our children, the men who are coming up, the younger ones. You know, knowing how to foster our children. Our children, you know, if we don't reach out and grab them, they're going to be gone. The generation,
right.
This generation will be lost, forever lost. So that's a part of being a man, is fostering their children, taking care of their children, nurturing their children, educating their children, you know, and knowing how to treat a woman. And being a protector, being a provider of the family.
Amen. And Bishop, we're out of time. I mean, you said it. I mean, you couldn't have said it better. You covered every point and aspect of marriage, what you need to do before you say I do as a woman, as a man. And I thank you for that. Everyone, Bishop Willie Sankson's book can be found on Amazon.com under Willie Sankster. Just type in his first and last name, Willie Sankster, S-A-N-G-S-T-E-R. And before you say I do, make sure you get a copy, purchase it, share it, bless someone else with this book, and know that there's no secret what God can do, what he's done for others, he'll certainly do for you. And we thank you so much, Bishop, for joining us. Please tune in next Saturday to Triplet Ministries radio broadcast. We love you, and God bless.
Amen. Thank you for having
me. You know, Satan threw his best shot, but with God on my side, everything was blocked. Come on and put your hands together as I sing my little song. I'm